It's a simple and familiar prayer. We sometimes even sing it, attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. A good prayer for this weekend. You might have noticed there's a theme running through all three scripture readings this morning, and that theme is tension, conflict. The Book of Wisdom describes a conflict between the wicked and a just one. Most of us don't like being criticized, especially when we're ignoring God's law or rejecting the teaching of our parents and grandparents. And so we sometimes attack and ridicule those who call us to repentance and renewal. In an age of relativism, attempts are made to avoid conflict by making all behavior tolerable. But not all behavior can and should be tolerated. And so every once in a while, there's tension, there's conflict. St. James speaks about wars and conflicts within the church because of jealousy and self-centered ambitions. Our passions are strong emotions. They can influence us to do good or evil. Our passions can influence us to love deeply and heroically or hate violently. Our passions can lead us to be hopeful or fearful, joyful or angry. And some within the community, and you know when St. James writes, he's writing for the whole church, not just one particular community. Some within the community were allowing their passions to cause disorder, what he calls foul practice, covetousness, fighting, Christians killing each other. Good passions can lead to peace, gentleness, mercy, and good works. And then there's even conflict among the disciples. Jesus and the apostles are walking along, and as they walk along, they're talking. And then when they finally arrive at Capernaum, they get busted. Jesus asks his disciples, "What were you arguing about?" They're ashamed. They say nothing. They're silent. They were arguing about who was the greatest, and they're ashamed to admit it. We're living during a pretty argumentative and conflicting time within the church and within politics, within some families and among some friendships, on editorial pages, at blogs, on cable news. It can become rather exhausting, confusing, frustrating, painful. And so we pray, Lord, make us instruments of peace. Every so often, we need to abstain or fast from participating in the conflicts. There are some folks who like to pick a fight simply for the sake of picking a fight, and there are other folks who are more than happy to join in the brawl. And every once in a while, we need to say, no thanks. A few hours or a few days without being bombarded by the battle of words and opinions might be good for our hearts as for our minds. And all we need to do is press the power button off. I don't need to know everyone's opinion. And not every opinion is the truth. With humility, we might need to hear the truth that a person tells us because they love us, without calling that family member or friend a name like you're obnoxious. Every once in a while, when a person loves us, they love us so deeply, they tell us the truth. And we humbly need to accept the truth every once in a while without calling names. Developing an attitude of gratitude can also liberate our minds from jealousy and envy. And being content with not being the greatest can set us free from destructive ambition. Close to 30 years ago, when I was a high school principal, the schools were asked to create mission statements. Everybody was to have a mission statement, and everybody had to have a motto for the sake of promoting who you were. We decided on a pretty modest motto: good students, good teachers, and good news about Jesus Christ. Not everything is excellent, and not everybody is excellent. Were there excellent teachers? You bet. Were there excellent students? Sure. But a little bit of modesty is a good thing every once in a while, because sometimes we try too hard to be the biggest, the brightest, the shiniest, the most expensive, and the greatest. And every once in a while, we need to be content with not being the greatest, so as to experience the freedom and the peace of being mentally and personally healthy. Every Eucharist is a memorial of the reconciliation Jesus Christ has gained for us: reconciliation with God our Father and reconciliation with each other. We pray that this sacrifice of reconciliation will advance the peace and salvation of all the world, while admitting that some members of the church have painfully caused, in the words of St. James, disorder and foul practices. The church was founded by Christ to be an instrument of peace. And our communion with the Prince of Peace can transform us into instruments of his peace. And so we pray, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.